reciting the Tarawih Salah, the Satyat Para was recited. And if you look at the end of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally in the last few paras, abundance is made mention of Qiyamah, Akhirat, the life of the year after. Manana Qamru Zaman Sahib, Daun Barakatum, twice I heard him mentioning this. He says that, most likely from Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah, is quoting. He says that if you look at the Shariat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, abundance was spoken on Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Shariat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a lot of discussion was made regarding shukr. In shakaratum la azidannakum uzkuru ni'amati, making a big mention of my ni'amat and bounties. And the speciality of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that in the Quran Sharif, is that akhirat, the amount of detail which was given regarding akhirat, the life of the year after, Jannah, Jahannam, wasn't given in any of the previous scriptures, in any of the previous books. How much of detail has been given to us in the Quran Kareem, and how much of detail has been given to us in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And really this is that aqidah and belief which will make an inqalab, it will make a change in a person's life, a complete turnover of a person. As Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi is written in Ma'arif al-Quran in the beginning, that this aqidah and this belief of akhirat, the life of the year after, is the thing which will change a person's life. So the more we get this yaqeen and conviction, because to be in akhirat, not just to have iman in it, وَبِلْ آخِرَتِهُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. If we have yaqeen and conviction, there mustn't be the slightest amount of doubt regarding the akhirat, and then this person is the person of iman. So there is an effort a person has to make. We have to keep reminding ourselves about akhirat, read about akhirat, hear about akhirat, think about akhirat. It's generally because dunya in front of us. So all the time we are engaged in dunya, we are seeing dunya, we forget about akhirat. So minimum we take on kitab daily, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, read about akhirat, read about qiyamah, to our children also. So this yaqeen must come into our hearts. When this comes, inshallah, everything will come right for a person. You'll be on the right direction. You'll understand the worthlessness of this world and the everlasting life of the akhirat. So in the first surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that people have got doubts regarding akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example here of, you know, see like a person who's got a farm. And on the farm, you've got the tools which are used on the farm. And you've got the main thing is the crops which are coming out. So all of this, Allah created the bounties in the world. These are like the tools in the world. The sleep which Allah has made the earth, spread it out for people. He has made mountains. Allah has created sleep. Allah has created night and day. And the skies Allah has made. The sun Allah Ta'ala has made, the clouds which are coming down, the water which is coming down, the plantations which are coming up. This is not the object of life. The object of this whole world is insan, human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says like how the farmer, the object is not the tools. The object is the crops must come out. So the object of this whole world is create insan. Then from amongst insan, you've got to go and the crops come out also, then you get the fruit and the benefit of the thing, and you get the it's called the busa, the extra, the waste, the chaff, which a person throws away in the bun. So Allah said, "Inna yawmul fasli," there's a day of cutting, of separating. The people of iman, the people of taqwa, they will be the successful people, and the people of kufr and disbelief, they will be the ones who will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, because they are all the junk and the useless, so they are thrown in the fire of Jahannam. And the benefits which will remain, the good things, is those people who had got taqwa within their lives. On the day of qiyamah, the kuffar will say, "Ya laytani kuntu turaba, if only I was sand." Ulama say, one meaning can be, if only I wasn't created, I never came in this world, how would I destroy myself, and now the punishment is forever and forever. Oh, if only I was sand, if only I had the quality of sand, if only I had humility within myself, I never have pride, today I would have been saved also, and Allah would have protected me. Or it can also mean, if only I was an animal, because on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will take reckoning for the animals also, then all of the animals will be turned into dust, and it will be said, kuni turaba, become a sand now. And then the kuffar would say, I wish I was an animal also, I was turning to stand today, and I didn't have to stand in front of this punishment, because when you will see what is in front of a person, and on the other hand, the people of iman, they will be happy and excited, what Allah Ta'ala has kept for them, jaza'a min rabbika ata'an hisaba, such a reward from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will actually be a gift, their hisab, it will, there won't be any limitations to it, our minds cannot even fathom what Allah Ta'ala will grant to a person, may Allah give us the reality of it. In Surah Al-Naziat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions about the two groups, about the recompense, and there will be two groups. A person on the day of Qiyamah will see what he has sent forward. There are two people, the groups. One is Man Maman Taha, who broke the commands of Allah Ta'ala and gave preference to his worldly life. Jahannam is his place. But on the other hand, Wa Amma Man Khafa Maqam Rabbi, who feared staring before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he prohibited, stopped his nafs from following his desires. So how will a person stop his nafs from fulfilling his desires? Many people say, I got this problem, I fulfill my desires, just fall into guna and sin. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, to fear standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will a person fear? Thinking about akhirat, thinking about the day of qiyamah. How will he stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So for such a person, Jannah is his abode, he will live forever and forever. and we will go on the day of Qiyamah, and when you will see Qiyamah, لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشْلِيَةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا, it will be like this whole life of ours which has passed. It was just like the morning or one evening which has passed. Few minutes, few hours it will be. That's how quickly, like how Ramadan, he started this yesterday, now it's already finished. A person says, hey, Ramadan has come to an end already. When you will go on the day of Qiyamah, so fast it was, the whole life of 60, 70 years in the Jaffi, it has come to an end. And now I'm standing here before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Abasa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you must get a ta'aleem of ilahi, divine revelation, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches about these things. And this will be based on a person's talab and desire. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who got talab and desire, give them preference. If they want to learn about akhirah, they want to learn about the year after, about the kitab, you give them preference compared to those people who are turning away. You make an effort on them, but the first preference is given to the talibin, those who have got desires. And then a desire for to prepare for akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember on the day of Qiyamah, a man will run away from his brother and his mother and his father and his wife and his children. Every person on that day will have his own condition, which will overpower him, which will make him independent of other people. He won't care about anybody at all. So prepare, everyone has to prepare for himself. He has to face his own condition in the qabr. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the only thing which will save a person on the day of Qiyamah is the Quran al-Kareem. It will be difficult, difficult conditions on the day of Qiyamah. Even the oppressed child, the child which was born alive, it was killed, small girl, she was taken and buried alive. It will be asked, what guna and sin were you killed? Did you do something wrong in this world that they had to kill you actually? Nobody in this world can take the part of the small child who is oppressed in such a brutal way. Allah Ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah will be questioning regarding that. So we will take the person's part. Every person will come forward now. Jahannam will be stoked. Jannat will be brought closer. Every person will know exactly what he has sent forward, what he has presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only thing which will save a person is Quran al-Kareem. Allah Ta'ala takes the qasam on the Quran al-Kareem. And in huwa illa dhikru lil alameen. This is an nasihat and an advice for the people of the universe. Take benefit from the Quran al-Kareem. The next surah also Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Infitar, also about Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't break your ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Rabbika al-Kareem, your creator and sustainer, who is so kind and so compassionate, and so much of favors he has done upon you, how he created you most perfectly, what forms he has given you, and how can you break your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are doing so just to your own detriment. You will eventually cause destruction to yourself. The next surah Mutaffifin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those people who are cheating. They are taking away the rights of other fellow human beings, tatfif. They are weighing less. They are demanding the full rights, but when they are giving other people, they are cutting corners. They are giving less. So Allah Ta'ala says, beware on the day of Qiyamah. They also have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beware of the day of Qiyamah. And if you are a person who is particular, abrar, the pious people, then Allah Ta'ala mentions about the great, great bounties which Allah Ta'ala has kept for such people. So fulfill the rights of fellow human beings also before the day of Qiyamah comes. In Surah Inshiqaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the book of deeds. Some people will be given in their right hand, and some people will be given in their behind their back, in their left hand. Those who are given in the right hand, they will be made a very easy reckoning for them. Allah will say, go, enter into Jannah. And he will go back to his family members with great happiness. For those people who are given the book of deeds in the left, behind their back, they will be calling of destruction for themselves. They will enter the blazing fire of Jahannam. And when he was living in this world, he was living an enjoyable life, carefree life, no care at all. That is why now he will have to suffer the consequences in the year after. And on the other hand, the person of piety, he will be happy. Because in this world he lived a life of worry and concern, fikr regarding akhirat, what's going to happen to me on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the day of Qiyamah is not such, it's one condition, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقًا. There will be stages upon stages, so many stages a person will have to go. We live a life of 60, 70 years in this world, and it takes us so many stages to go through in life. That will be 50,000 years, the day of Qiyamah. How many stages a person will have to go through? What conditions there will be on the day of Qiyamah? Have you prepared for the day of Qiyamah, which is for 50,000 years, and then Jannah is forever and forever? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sometimes Allah ta'ala gives punishment in this world also. The Ashabul Ukhdud, the people who were taken in the trenches, and they were killed there, and they were murdered in the most brutal way. Fire was, they were burned to death. Don't they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching? Just because they had Iman within themselves. Iman is so valuable that people are prepared to sacrifice their lives. And those who destroyed them, they have destroyed themselves. In Akhirah they will also get punishment. And even in this world many times, there were those who oppressed others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the punishment in this worldly life already. In Mustamai wa Tariq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, prepare for the life of the year after, because you have got angels who are making a record of every action of yours. Kiram and Katibin. Whatever action a person is doing is being recorded and written down in the book of deeds. In Surah Al-A'la, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there also mentions about a person to need, if he wants success, then what he must do, he must make his tazkiyah, he must purify himself. He must make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he must perform salah. Ulama say the three things here. One is the person must make an effort on the heart, and wa zakar asma rabbihi on his tongue also, and wa fasallah, his bodily ibadat. A person all, in all the three matters, or his aqidah must be correct, whatever his verbal things he is saying, and his bodily actions must be correct, and all of these three things comes right in the person, he'll be successful. But Allah says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The problem is, you people are giving preference to this worldly life. Whereas the akhirah, the life of the year after, is better with regards to quality. And abqa, with regards to quantity, is forever and forever and forever. So, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu read his ayat and he said, oh people, you are looking at the woman of this world, you're looking at the houses of this world and the gardens of this world and the vehicles of this world. And that is why you're giving preference to the life of the akhirah. What Allah Ta'ala has kept for us in the akhirah? If a person ponders, he will realize that this world has got nothing at all, nothing of value. May Allah give me first and put the reality in our hearts. In the next surah, Surah Ghashiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the two groups of people. Some people are making so much of effort, but their aqidah is not correct. Su'amilatun nasibah. So much of effort they are making, they are tiring themselves out. But tasla naran hamiya, they will enter the fire of Jahannam. So a person has to be very careful. He's got a correct aqidah. And then in the ending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions four qualities of those people who want to make amal. So four qualities. One is Allah say must have like them. Sadiqi, simplicity like a camel. Camel is a very simple animal. Have this simplicity like a camel. Uluwe maqsad. Like the sky, how the sky has got very, very high, lofty, is very high. You also must have high ambitions, high objectives. Not small, small objectives of this dunya, but the objectives of akhirah. So your intentions must be very high and lofty. And the mountains, they are istiqamah, they are steadfast. Must be like the mountain, how steadfast they are. That is how much of steadfastness a person must have. And the earth is full of tawadu and humility. It's how it humbles itself. So together with steadfastness, together with these other qualities, you also must have the quality of humility within yourself. These are the four qualities of the people who are making amal, and they are going in the right direction. In Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about people who also, in this worldly life, the wrongdoers, they are punished. Big nations in the past, they were completely destroyed. On the other hand, a person who loves a good life, at the time of death, it will be said to him, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, O nafs, which is happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are happy with Allah and Allah will be happy with you. Enter amongst my bandas and my servants and enter into my jannat. Ulama say that first Allah ta'ala mentions enter with my servants. Because the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones who will take a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this world they say amongst the servants of Allah ta'ala, that is why first Allah will say go and enter amongst my servants and together with them you enter into jannah. It shows the importance of company which a person keeps in this world. In Surah Balad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that don't waste our life, that we have come in this world to make an effort. Then by nature he has to make an effort. This whole life is a life of effort. As Hazrat mentioned a few days ago, the Mawlana Umar Safarun Puri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that this life of ours is a imhanat ki jagah hai, is a place of making an effort. Or qabr sone ki jagah hai. Qabr is a place of sleeping. Or akhirat maza urane ki jagah hai. And akhirat is a place of enjoying, great enjoyment. So this world you must make an effort. So لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Allah has created human beings to make great, great sacrifices. Look at the father, how much of sacrifice he makes for his child. So so similarly we also must make sacrifice for the life of the akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala mentions certain amal and actions a person needs to do for preparation of the akhirat. In Surah Al-Shamsi, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the importance of islah, tazkiyah, purifying our heart and our soul. And Allah Ta'ala takes seven qasams and oaths to show the great importance of purifying ourselves, cleansing our heart. And those who did not cleanse their heart and purify themselves, like Qawm Thamud, they eventually were destroyed in this worldly life also. In Surah Al-Layl, Allah Ta'ala mentions that there are two groups of people, like how you get a man and you get a woman, how you get day and night. The effects of both of them, the actions which they do are completely different. So similarly, the actions which a person is doing in this worldly life, he's doing good actions, it will have a different effect. If he does evil actions, it will have different effects. So if we do good actions, inshallah, will have good effects. And the evil actions is taking us in the wrong direction, to the wrong place. Thereafter, in many surahs in the end of the Quran, Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the azamat and the greatness and the grandeur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Duha, Allah mentions the great favors which were granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Nasr, also Allah mentions, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have raised your zikr, your mention, your honor and status in this worldly life. Whenever my name is taken, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your name will also be taken. We see in our namaz, when the azan is given, the name of Allah is taken, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. In tashawud, we're reading at-tahiyyat, after we're reading durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout our person's life, when a child is born, giving adhan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear, and Allah's name is taken, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is taken. So throughout our life, Allah has raised the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have some difficulties in your life, but you don't worry, Allah will make easiness after that, and Allah will continue raising your ranks. In Surah Al-Tini, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who follow the way of the Anbiya alayhi salam, then Allah has given them the most beautiful of forms, spiritual forms Allah has given to them, but follow the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and then a person will see, otherwise he will destroy himself. In Surah Iqra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that it's wahi and revelation which has come. It's a great bounty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person must take the full benefit from it. But innal insana la yadgha, but man unfortunately becomes a circus, he becomes disobedient, because he regards himself, I'm independent, I've got a lot of money, I don't need anybody else above me. So when a person regards himself as independent, I know everything myself, I don't need anyone, then this person, he eventually goes on the wrong path. Such a person is destroyed. Then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the value of the Qur'an al-Kareem and the value of the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, the night of value. Many people translate it as the night of power, it is an incorrect translation, because the word Qadr comes from the word Qadr, means value, the night of value, and Qudrat means power. And it's not from the word Qudrat, Laylatul Qadr, it's Laylatul Qadr, the night of value. The night itself is very valuable, better than 1,000 months. Or the person who makes the worship of Allah Ta'ala in that month, he will become a valuable person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what a great night. And in that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran al-Kareem. So what a great kitab also, and what a great night also. So that is why Allah Ta'ala every year, maybe a celebration for this great value, the gift of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala gives so much of bounties and favors on this night. In Surah Lam Yakunil Ladina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the deen which he has given him is better than the way of the Jews and the Christians. That ways are completely wrong, and now it has been abrogated. Follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people who had read the kitab, they also knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming. But unfortunately when he came, then they went on a different path. So they have destroyed themselves. In Surah Idha Zulzilatil Ardu Zilzala, Allah mentions the beginning of Qiyamah, when the earth will start shaking and everything will come out. And even the earth will testify against the person on the day of Qiyamah. So whatever actions a person does in life, the earth is a witness against him. His arms are a witness against him. His legs are a witness against him. The angels are witnesses against him. The book where his amal are written down, they are all witnesses against a person. Illa man tab. But a person makes tawbah, then inshallah Allah will wipe it out from the book. Allah will wipe it out from the memories of the angels. Allah will wipe it out from the limbs of forget also. Therefore a person, whenever we make any mistake, fault, make tawbah and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. In Surah Al-Adiyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions man's sickness of ungratefulness. And the reason why he's ungrateful, the cause of it is that a person, because he loves the dunya too much, because he has so much of love for the dunya, he becomes ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentions the ilaj also, that remember, on the day of Qiyamah, you'll have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows everything. You have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you got this year, then a person will be saved from the sickness of ingratitude, and the love of money will not affect the person. In Surah Al-Qari'ah, Allah mentions the end of Qiyamah. إِذَا زُلْزِلَ, the beginning of Qiyamah was mentioned. Here the ending of Qiyamah is mentioned, where now the people whose scales are heavy, they will live in great, great enjoyment. And those people whose scales are light, their final abode will be the fire of Jahannam. And Allah says, نَارٌ حَامِيَة, it's a very hot fire. Every fire is hot. But when Allah Ta'ala says the fire is hot, then we can imagine what is the heat of that fire. What a blazing fire. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. In Al-Hakum Al-Takathur, Allah Ta'ala says that the reason why many people are unmindful is because of love of money. More and more. They always worry, I need to make more money, more money. It comes in the hadith that if the son of Adam had two valleys of gold, one valley of gold, no one in the world got one valley of gold. The richest man in the world doesn't have one valley of gold. But the hadith says if you got one valley of gold, he will desire to have two valleys of gold. And if you got two valleys of gold, you want to have more. Nothing will fall off his mouth besides the sand when he will go in the qabr. But if a person makes tawbah and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will take out the sickness of greed from him. The sickness of greed, it destroys a person completely. In Wal Asr, Allah Ta'ala mentions four usools and principles for a person to get success. Iman, amal salih, good actions, advising other people towards the righteous and towards the truth, and advising one another to make sabr. In Surah Lumazah, Allah Ta'ala mentions certain evil qualities like backbiting, carrying tales, getting too much of money and counting the money all the time, and he's getting excitement regarding that there. So this is the sicknesses within a person. In Surah Fil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who do not respect the signs and the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be completely destroyed. Like these people did not respect Kaaba Sharif, Allah ta'ala completely destroyed them. In Surah Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that you must look at the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially of the food which Allah gives to a person, safety which Allah gives, and because of that you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Ma'un, here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few qualities of the people who disbelieve in Akhirat. They repel the orphan, they don't want to help him, they don't encourage one another to feed people food, and if they perform Salah, they're completely unmindful of their Salah. That means they don't even read the Salah at all. Or sometimes they perform Salah in the last time, they got no fikr and concern about their Salah. If they are doing Salah also, it's just to show people. And people ask them for small basic items, they are stingy, they don't even give salt to their neighbor also. They are saying ice in winter, they won't give you ice also. Such stingy people they are. So Allah Ta'ala says, these are the people who don't believe in the life of the Akhirat. In Surah Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar, Allah mentions the great bounties which Allah Ta'ala granted to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one great bounty is Kawthar, on the day of Qiyamah, the river which will be granted to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So O Nabi of Allah, we're giving you such a great bounty. In this world people are mocking you. Don't worry, we're giving you a Kawthar. When you come there, so many ummatis will have, so many followers. You had no children, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When his child passed away, they mocked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His progeny won't continue. Allah said, no, on the day of Qiyamah, you'll see Kawthar. And you'll see the progeny of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Millions and millions of people coming there. And then all your enemies, their progeny will be cut off. Yeah, they are completely destroyed. O Nabi of Allah, you remain steadfast. And you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala by performing salat and making qurbani and sacrifices. Then Allah Ta'ala says that turn away from the kuffar and disbelievers, all the kuffar and disbelief, stay far away from them. Don't worship what they worship. They said, one day we'll worship your God, one day you worship our God. Stay far away from kufr and shirk. This will destroy a person. When a person does this here, then Allah's help and assistance will come. So O Nabi of Allah, when you see Allah's help and assistance coming, then make tasbih. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a lot of istighfar and tawbah. So if now at the end of Ramadan also, we should do the same things. At the end of any amal also, make tasbih. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, subhanallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Read that in great abundance at the end of every amal. And those who are the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eventually they will be destroyed. They want money won't be of any benefit, and the children won't be of any benefit to them. It can be a close family member of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Abu Lahab, but he also was completely destroyed. In Surah Ikhlas, now is the end of the Quran Sharif. So Allah says the summary and the crux of the Quran Kareem is Allah is one. That is the summary of the whole Quran Kareem. Allah is one, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the two end of the Quran Kareem, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, also is explaining the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are in need of Allah ta'ala for everything. For physical harms coming to a person, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So read Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. And for spiritual harms which come to a person, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas. We read these two surahs, very powerful surahs. Read them in the morning and evening, three times in the morning, three times in the evening. Takfika min kulli shay. It will save you from every kind of problem. After every Farz namaz, we read Ayatul Kursi, we read our three tasbihat. It's sunnah also to read Qul Wallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas, one time at least. After, when we go to wake up in the morning, first thing you do dua, you read Alhamdulillah Alladhi Ahyana, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas, sunnah to read. When you're going to sleep at night, last thing, Qul Wallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas, three times each you blow on your body. After Jummah namaz, seven times you read Qul Wallahu, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas. Then Allah Ta'ala will protect a person. Seven times you must read it after Jummah Salah. Allah will protect you till the following Jummah. Whenever a person is sick, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should read these three surahs, blow on his hands and blow over his body. So really these three surahs are very, very powerful. In here we are saying that, oh Allah, the beginning of the Quran, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, we are completely muhtaj of you, we are in need of you. At the end of the Quran we think, oh Allah, I'm completely muhtaj and I'm in need of you. So that's the crux of the whole Quran Kareem, that we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to build up our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant myself and all of us. This is a very basic summary of the Quran Kareem which we have mentioned. There are so many other, but Allah give us tawfiq that we continue. Not now, we came for Ramadan, mashallah, I heard one third of Quran and finished, I know the whole Quran now. Learning of the Quran to our whole life, that a person must actually die learning and teaching the Quran Kareem. So those who are ulama, Hazrat encourages them to start the dars of Quran in their homes or in the masajid, and to encourage other people also to teach the Quran Kareem. It's a very, very great thing. And those who are not ulama, sitting in the dirt of Quran of the ulama, ask if in our area there is no dirt of Quran, ask the ulama, please start, I would like to hear dirt of Quran. Even 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, a person 5 minutes a day, a person sits in the dirt of Quran, he will be regarded as a talib ilm, a person seeking on the path of knowledge. And all the virtues mentioned for the talib ilm, the seeker of knowledge, inshallah, he will get those virtues also. Obviously, not to the level of a person who is studying completely, but he will get a portion of those virtues. So may Allah grant us tawfiq. Keep our ta'alluq and connecting with the Quran and Kareem very strong. And the tilawat of Quran Sharif daily also we should be making. Together with that, try to understand the meaning of the Quran, the message of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.